Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Celebrity, the podcast where we spill all the tea on the best celebrity news. I'm Stacey Hicks, I'm the editor for Who, and I'm joined by our beautiful deputy and oracle on all things celebrity news, Ali Cromedy.
Oh, that was so kind of you.
Hi, Al.
Hey.
Isn't this weird? We sit across from each other all day.
All day, and here we are now.
Talking about celebrity news all the time.
Yeah.
But now we're just doing it for you guys.
It's just what we do, and we just thought, like, why not share it with everybody? We put it into Who magazine every week.
Yeah.
And online, obviously, every day. So this is just another way for you guys to get the goss.
Yeah, get it fast. Info.
Get it fast.
Yep.
But it's exciting.
Yeah, it's great.
It's cool.
So each week we're kind of going to be taking you through the best headlines, just mm-hmm. quick wrap up, cut through the gossip, give you all the juicy, juicy facts that you need.
Yep.
And then we'll deep dive into two of the best stories of the week.
Yeah, because there's a lot of noise and we want to quieten it all down.
Yep.
And give it to you straight.
So this week we'll be speaking about what the hell is going on with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And their relationship.
Yeah. What's going on, Irina? Tell us. I mean, yeah, I'm hooked on this story, so.
And Al, you've got a little bit of a scoop for us.
Yeah, so this week our cover story is an amazing exclusive with James Stewart and Sarah Roberts from Home and Away. They are real life lovers. They got married. They got secretly married in Ireland, of all places.
It's the prettiest
wedding.
Literally
a fairy tale. Anyway, we'll go into that.
We'll tell you.
I was ready to go for it now, but we'll wait. We'll get to that soon.
So yeah,
it's
but
really
before
exciting.
We get to all of that, let's tee off mm-hmm. with our mm-hmm. news headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Australian model Shanina Shaikh has accidentally revealed that Victoria's Secret have cancelled their 2019 fashion show. With the likes of Kendall Jenner and Gigi Hadid walking the runway last year, VS has come under fire in recent years for failing to use models with different body types. Shanina says that VS are taking a break to work on branding. Ouch.
Wow, I don't know if she should have admitted that. Next. So Jordan Woods has spoken about her friendship with Kylie Jenner after that kiss with Tristan Thompson. Despite Kylie unfollowing Jordan on social media last month, Jordan said she hopes they can come back together one day and be BFFs again.
Oh, cute.
Well,
not gonna happen.
Not holding out hope for her.
Jennifer Lopez has celebrated her 50th birthday. Yes, that babe is actually 50 years old.
Insane.
With an epic celebration in Miami. Turning up fashionably late to her own party at 9 p.m, she had a 10-tier cake, so really subtle, and was gifted a Porsche by her fiancé, Alex Rodriguez.
Damn.
Chill. Super chill.
Totally normal. Rami Malek has told Who he was in talks to make a cameo as Freddie Mercury in the Elton John biopic Rocketman. He said he's really good mates with Taron Egerton, who plays Elton, so they were trying to make it happen, but it didn't work out between the different studios.
Oh, that would have been so good.
That would have been epic.
Great. Mm. And there's been a baby boom in the entertainment world with Anne Hathaway announcing she's pregnant with her second child, while Natalie Imbruglia is having a baby of her own at age 44. Something will be torn in a few months.
You went there.
I went there. Couldn't help it.
Damn. I mean, I do love that song, but wow. And also, I mean, it's baby fever, isn't it? So one of our favourite Bachelor couples, Snejana, I hope I said that right, and Sam Wood have welcomed their second bub together, another girl named Charlie. So that adds to Willow, their other daughter together, and then Eve, who is Snez's daughter from another relationship.
Yep.
Happy
times.
And
that's our weekly wrap-up of the headlines.
Cute.
Now let's get straight into our juicy stories of the week, Al.
Yes, it's tea time.
It's tea time. So can you spill the tea on the amazing wedding that we talked about before,
yes.
James Stewart and Sarah Roberts?
I can do that. So I have a bit of a history with the couple, which sounds a bit funny, but no, I've been interviewing Jimmy, James Stewart. People call him Jimmy. I've been interviewing him for years as a Home and Away star. And then Sarah joined the show not too long ago and I did one of her first ever interviews as well.
Oh,
and then
you literally go way back.
I do.
Yeah.
And weirdly, I worked with Sarah's sister at a cafe in Melbourne like 8 years ago. So when I first met Sarah, I was like, I know your sister. And so it just was really special, really cute. Anyway, then started a real life romance. They had romance on screen as well, but then
which we love.
It spilled into real life.
Yes.
And then they got engaged at the end of last year, and I was lucky enough to reveal that story as an exclusive as well.
Yeah.
And then here they are now. Yes. Now we're in August, but they got married together. They got married July 23 in Ireland. Yeah. So
we were really only a handful of people that knew that this wedding was happening.
Yep. So the 25 of their closest family, friends flew over to Ireland. A lot of family, she has family in Ireland, which is why they chose that spot as the special place. Her brother lives there. And so it just sounded like the most beautiful day. So I had no idea where it was, what was going on until I got on the phone with them a few days after the wedding. I knew it was in Ireland, but I didn't know it was in a castle.
It was in an actual castle.
And they told me that that's where the Beckhams got married 20 years ago.
It's insane.
So, and then I was like, and then we got the photos and I was like, this is truly a fairy tale. And Sarah's like, I felt like a princess. Like I never imagine I would get married to Jimmy in a castle in Ireland. I felt like a princess. He looked like a prince. Beautiful.
It was amazing.
Like, truly, I don't know how I kept it together on the phone.
We've forgotten the real star of the show, though, which is Scout, who is Jimmy's little daughter with Jessica Murray.
Yeah.
And she just looks so cute.
So cute.
So proud.
And I think that was probably one of my favorite parts of the interview. Obviously, hearing about their vows and their love story and how they made the day come together. They pulled it off in 2 months.
Insane.
I don't know how they did that because the detail to just her dress alone is just something it's just incredible. But little Scout was there and, so it was one of my favorite parts of the interview, just hearing them talk about how excited she was. She was kind of the driving force to make this day happen.
And didn't she even offer to brush Sarah's teeth?
Yep.
She just wanted to help as much as she could.
Some great detail she wants, just in case they did have, obviously you kiss at the end when you say I do. She was thinking that far ahead. She was like, Sarah, if you need some help brushing your teeth, just so you're nice and fresh for that kiss, I'm here. Hilarious.
She's a good girl.
Hilarious.
She's a good girl.
So it was so cute. But you can read all about that in Who magazine, out on sale now.
Yay.
There's some exciting things about expanding their family. Scout might get a little baby sister or brother.
Yeah, check it out.
Yep. The next topic that we're going to deep dive into is the Bradley Cooper, Irina Shayk, Lady Gaga
love triangle.
Yeah.
Our imaginary love triangle.
Yeah.
The triangle of our dreams.
Yeah, exactly. I think the triangle of everyone's dreams.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as they got, A Star Is Born, they co-starred in.
Yeah.
We'll forever remember that. And then their Oscars performance, nobody can forget how close they got to each other's faces.
That's
and
right.
And Irina was just sitting in the audience. Maybe that was the beginning of the end.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was.
But tell me more.
Yeah.
What's
going on?
For anyone
who doesn't know, so we have long been obsessed with the relationship between Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Yes.
But obviously Bradley has a 2-year-old daughter and was rumoured to be engaged, never confirmed, to hottie model Irina Shayk. Mm.
Stunning.
Absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
But they announced their separation and their divorce earlier this year.
Well, separation.
Separation,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they kind of confirmed in July that they'll both be living in New York to share a 50-50 custody of their little daughter Leah, who's 2. So everything seems okay on that front. But obviously the next story everyone's been waiting for is Bradley and Gaga to announce that they're magically in love. But this week, as of today, photos have emerged of Lady Gaga looking very cozy with her audio engineer. His name's Dan Horton.
Lucky Dan.
She was looking absolutely smoking as well.
Yeah.
They're on a brunch date in LA. Now, obviously, they've known each other for a long time, so people were arguing, was it just a kiss on the lips,
that
goodbye?
Just awkwardly landed on the lips.
Yeah.
Like a kiss, yeah.
But sources have told Who that they were seen kissing multiple times throughout the date.
Right.
So it looks like it's on.
Yeah. But and to add fuel to the fire is the fact that Lady Gaga was engaged to, was his name, Carl? Can't remember his name.
Someone, her agent.
They split up like 5 months ago, which was around the time of the Oscars.
Yes.
And then everyone was like, okay, well, now we just have to wait for Bradley and Irina. And then that happened.
But now
Dan's in the mix. So it's a love square. So
maybe she's having a little kiss with Dan just to throw us off the
just
scent.
And make Bradley jealous.
Yeah, and we'll still get a happily ever after with the two
we
of them.
We can only hope.
And A Star Is Born sequel.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, exactly.
Fingers crossed.
Wow. I'm excited.
And this week, Meghan Markle, or the Duchess of Sussex, as she is now known, guest edited the September issue of Vogue. So everyone kind of expected that she might end up on the cover.
Because Kate Middleton did a few years ago.
Yes, yep. And then she was on the cover of her issue. Yep. But in another kind of little stab in the back to Kate.
The drama. Maybe,
the drama between those two. Meghan has chosen to put a grid of empowering women on the cover.
Faces of Change.
Faces of Change.
Faces for Change, as she calls them.
Which I love. She's got Jacinta Ardern, the New Zealand Prime Minister. She's got Jane Fonda.
Cute.
Who I love.
Christy Turlington. Salma Hayek.
My girl crush, Jameela Jamil, is on there.
Yara Shahidi, she's my girl crush. I love her.
And there's a little empty square that's got a little shiny mirror kind of saying that it's reflecting back over the reader is.
Yeah. Look, it's a bit cheesy in my opinion.
it is a little bit.
And didn't Meghan say, or I don't know if she said it, but she said, somebody said that she felt like it would be boastful for her to appear on the cover, which is like a big dig at Kate, right?
Yeah, it seems that way. Yeah. And adding to the bit of backlash, two Australian authors have come out and said that a book that they did is kind of – that Meghan's done a rip-off of their book. So it was called The Game Changers as well, so kind of similar theme.
Meghan helped them with that, didn't
she?
Before Prince Harry.
Before Prince Harry, long before Prince Harry.
Before the royal days.
Yeah, she helped them with that. Yeah. But I don't think you can claim ownership of, you know – lots of faces on a cover.
I know. I think I can see exactly where they're coming from. If she had involvement in that cover and it's literally faces and then it says The Game Changers and then she's done that a few years later.
I guess so.
Vogue with faces and Faces for Change. Yes. I can see where they're coming from. Yeah. But it's great. As we were discussing off mic, it's great promo for the authors and their book.
Amazing. Yeah, they're getting what they wanted out of that as well.
People will be picking that up now. Maybe they weren't before. But Meghan's also she's keeping herself busy. She's going to create a fashion line for charity, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know what she'll – she's keeping herself busy. That's all
she's doing lots. Lots and lots.
I want to see more of baby Archie though.
Yep.
Personally.
We just want to see Archie on the Instagram
that'd
account.
That'd be great. That'd be
so
great.
Bring us Archie.
Oh, please.
Thank you, Meghan. So each week we're going to be doing our celebrity must-see. Mm-hmm. So it's either going to be a show we're obsessed with that we think that you should check out, a person we're obsessed with that we think you should check out.
An Insta account.
Yes.
A podcast.
Which is what it is this week for our very first week. Yes. We had no other choice but to do our favourite Courtney Cox from Friends.
She only joined Instagram this year.
Yeah, a couple of months ago.
Yeah, she's a fresh face to the gram. But we... I think in the office, I mean, I know other people follow her, but you and I especially, we're always
particularly
like, did you
obsessed.
See that one? But she was born for Instagram. Why did it take so long?
I don't know. She kills it. She's posting stuff behind the scenes from Friends that no one's ever seen before. She was doing the face app, aging herself. She does little reverse camera dives out of the pool.
Looking flawless, that body, damn. But and like when she catches up with Jennifer Aniston and Lisa Kudrow, like giving us the reunion that we desperately want, she really reveals everything.
Yeah, she's really killing it. And she claimed that she didn't know how to use Instagram, and Ellen set up her Instagram account after she was on Ellen.
Sure.
But she's absolutely smashing it. I'm one step away from turning on post notifications. That's how and that is serious.
That's a big step.
The only other person I have that on for is the Royals, which is really embarrassing.
She loves the Royals.
I do love the Royals. I need to know.
That's
for our job.
That's okay. It's true. It's work, but it's play.
Courtney might get it too.
Courtney, that's a big step, but she deserves it. She is phenomenal. But yeah, she's so good at it. I just don't believe that she's just starting now. She's too good. Love
her.
So
check her out.
Check her out. So another thing that we want to recommend, the must-see of the week from me as well, is a movie called Booksmart. It came out a few weeks ago. We were lucky enough, Stacey and I were lucky enough to go and see it early.
Yes, and it's so great.
It's so good. So it's made by Olivia Wilde. She directed it.
Yeah.
Her directorial debut. Yeah. Olivia Wilde is an actress, if you aren't familiar.
You're living under a rock.
Yeah, she's been in lots of things.
Beautiful actress.
She's beautiful and we were obsessed with her already. And then she went and did this.
Yes.
Jason Sudeikis, that's her partner in real life. They've got two beautiful kids and he makes a small little
cameo.
He's got a small but hilarious role.
Yeah.
But it's about two girls who are about to finish high school, best friends, have played by all of the rules. They are book smart. They're intelligent. They're going to great colleges. Their life's great and everything ahead of them is looking good. But they didn't have fun in high school. They had fun together. They had fun together, but they didn't
party. Didn't rebel like anyone else in their class.
They didn't let loose. And they think that nobody, that everyone else who let loose and had a good time didn't get into good colleges. So they're like, we put in the hard yards and this is our reward and, you know, all of that sacrifice was worth it. But everyone else got into great colleges and they all had fun. So then, it's basically, I mean, the movie's been compared to Superbad, sort of just one night of debauchery and fun, like they really go for it. But the two lead actresses really shine in the film, Beanie Feldstein and Caitlin Dever. Beanie, her brother's Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
She comes from good comedy.
She's from a funny
stock.
Family. Very funny family. And it's like their last night of high school. So they decide to really let loose and it's just brilliant.
One thing after the other.
So many great one-liners that are going to become instant classics.
I know. And the soundtrack. We were both like the next day.
The soundtrack's
like,
amazing. Straight
on Spotify.
Hitting
it up on Spotify. Yeah. It was so good. So if you haven't already seen that, head to the movies. Check it out. So good.
So good.
Can't recommend it enough.
And that is the tea for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening.
The first episode.
Yes.
We hope you liked it. And tell us what celebrity stories you're intrigued by and want to hear more about. We'll definitely deep dive into those if you'd like.
Yep. And anything we've spoken about, you can check out in this week's issue of Who Magazine, which is on sale now, including all those pretty pics from James and Sarah's wedding.
Yeah, or online. It's all there too. And also follow us on Instagram.
Yep.
Obviously at Who Magazine. Duh, yes. But also Celebrity Podcast. So that's Celebrity TEA, not spelled celebrity, you know.
Yeah, TEA. So we spill the tea.
And rate, review, subscribe. Give us a rating, tell us what you like, and subscribe in the meantime. That'd be great.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.